Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 29. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and returning alongside me is Scott Binns.
Not at a wedding this weekend.
Yeah, Scott, we are glad to have you back, though everybody loved Rich, so you might not be back ever again.
Oh.
Just kidding. Everybody misses you. And they said we need you and Rich on at the same time.
That sounds awesome. Actually, I was part of the reason that Rich helped out last week, because we were playing a game of Madden, and he mentioned that he likes the show and would love to be on sometime. So,
you are the matchmaker, Scott.
I am.
Though, actually, sometime co-host Jeff Solomon is quite pissed at me, because apparently I made some mistakes in last week's podcast.
Now, see, that's how busy I've been. I haven't even been able to listen to last week's show yet.
He is mad because I guess I took credit for giving Rich the Devils or something. I never actually went back to listen to what he was complaining about.
Okay.
But Jeff is actually the one that gave up the Devils so that Rich could be them.
Much like I gave up the Wild so Cat could be them?
Yeah. We're very nice people, Scott.
We are.
And what was the other thing? Oh, Rich was saying something about Luigi's Mansion being on something on N64, but it's actually a GameCube game.
Oh, no. See, if I'd have been on, I'd have jumped all over that.
Yeah, apparently his McDonald's has GameCubes, and Rich doesn't even know this. Well, welcome back, Scott.
It's been a crazy week for me.
Good thing you've got tons of stuff to talk about in the What Have You Been Playing section of this podcast.
No, not even, because my copy of NHL 13 did not get here until yesterday, Saturday, as you're listening to this, which is actually a day earlier than Amazon said it would get here, so that's cool. But because I've been busy with a family reunion this weekend, I am recording in a three-hour window I have while the girls of my family are busy at a baby shower.
Yeah, and see, the difference between me and you, Scott, I spent like the last 2 hours playing about five different games.
So yeah, NHL only came out of the shrink wrap about half an hour ago, just so I could log on and join the league.
Yes.
I have yet to actually play a game.
Yes, that's TSG Triple Deke. You can go on to thatsportsgamer.com/leagues to sign up, or go to thatsportsgamer.com/forum, sign up there, and then call a team, and start playing.
I do have to say, though, that the system for getting into the GM connected mode seems kind of laggy, actually. As I was searching for the team, I just typed in TSG, and then, you know, there was like maybe six or seven leagues that came up, and obviously I knew ours was Triple Deke, but I would go to click to it, and it was so slow that I would click too many times, so I went past it. Mm. Then I try to go back, and I click too many times, and then finally I'm one above it. I click down once, it skips over it. It acts like I hit it twice.
Yeah, I think
so. Eventually, I just waited until I just hit it, waited until it lit up, and then hit the button. So hopefully, I actually joined the right league. Actually, come to think of it.
Yeah, I've noticed that in Madden too, where I'll be like flipping through the Ultimate Team stuff, like setting filters to search for guys, and I'll just pick the wrong thing accidentally.
Yeah. On the team select screen that happened too. Like one time, I went into a game and like, I was trying to play as the Buccaneers, because that's who I've gotten in the four-string league, so I was trying to practice as them. And I get into the game, and I'm the Cardinals for some reason. Or, you know, or the Broncos, you know, some other team that's nearby alphabetically.
Alphabetically close.
Yeah. So, what?
Yeah. And I've also noticed that the setting up stuff in NHL is not, like, the most intuitive thing. Mm. Like, when you set up the connected career, you have the chance to, like, invite your friends.
Yeah.
So I did that for a bunch of people.
Yeah, I saw the text message.
And then I went into the league, and I was like, oh, well, I got to add these other couple people. And then it took me, you know, 5 minutes of searching around, and I'm like, well, there's literally no way to add people. Like, I would keep hitting, like, the back button to, like, get info on the screen to see what buttons I could push.
Yeah.
And then I finally ended up just going on, like, the EA Sports forums and found out there is no way to add people after that. So you have to tell them to go find a league and try to join in.
Well, that's... All right, well, first year feature.
More convoluted menu systems for...
As long as it works once we get going, I'll be happy.
Yeah, and I like that the way we set it up is you play, like, the first 2 weeks of your schedule, but you can play them in any order.
Okay, that's nice. So it's not like, if I've got, like, I know I've got a game against Kat because she emailed me and said we have a game against each other. But I could play, like, if let's see, in 2 weeks I've probably got, like, what, five or six games?
Yeah, it's about, I think it's like five. I have five, so... I assume that's the average.
Yeah, I mean, depending upon how the weekends work out, there might be, you know, give or take. Mm. But I, so I could play any games against the computer. I don't have to wait to play the game against Cat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Where you could play your three games against the computer and then play Cat.
Right. That's nice.
The only problem I see with that is, I guess there's no injuries. Because in theory, if you got injured, if your guy got injured in the first game, but you didn't play it till the third game, there'd be a problem.
I, whatever you just said, I missed it.
It's all right, because it was correct.
Okay.
No, I was saying injuries, obviously, I guess, aren't in the game.
Really?
I guess for not in that mode, I guess.
That's...
You probably get injured within your game, but not carry
right.
over because you're playing them out of order.
Let's see, I would still think like they could do it like you're out for so many games.
They could. Probably look into that, huh?
Yeah. Maybe you just haven't had an injury that would go longer.
Yeah. But maybe they just don't have injuries more than a game.
That could be, too.
So I think that's how other games have handled it, where they have the schedule like that.
The flex scheduling? Like, I think the show has injuries, but it's just that you're out for so many games.
That's interesting. I don't think we've had anybody get injured in the show, especially since the leagues just disappear.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, we've been playing a lot, Scott.
Hmm.
Obviously, you need to, since you've signed up for NHL, now you have to get into the EASHL team.
Oh, yeah, I gotta do that, too.
I almost want to believe, like, I remember the team name. Do you have any idea what it is?
Top Shelf Grinders.
Yes, the Top Shelf Grinders. We are 3-3.
Nice.
I'm actually pretty surprised. Because that game is pretty hard, Scott. So be ready.
Yeah, but it's really fun and rewarding from, you know, playing it in past years.
Yeah. But me and Jeff Sherman spent, like, the last couple nights playing those games. And it feels a lot more like the shooting is literally pure luck when you're going to score.
Hmm. So it's about trying to create a lot of shots then.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, but... And I think, like, breakaways got kind of messed up. Because it used to be, like, left trigger to go into, like, the...
Like, sprint?
No, left trigger, I think, was to do the stick tricks, right?
No, there never really was. That's going way back, I think. Because now, like, stick tricks are just use the stick, right? Like,
no,
if you...
Didn't you used to be able to hold down the left trigger and then you could use the right stick as your stick?
Oh, right, yeah. Like, and then do, like, a fancy deke or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, and I remember what you're saying.
So now left stick turns you around to skate backwards, even when you're
okay.
on offense.
Okay.
So now that old button is now, like, right button. The right bumper.
Like the right bumper, okay.
Yeah. And it's just, every time I tried to do a deke, I ended up just, like, shooting it off to the side of the board.
Okay. Well, I guess that's just a little bit of a relearning thing.
Yeah, and when you start, the main problem probably is when you start EASHL, wow, that's never going to roll off the tongue as good as it just did.
Nope.
your guy starts off at, like, a 48.
Ew.
Yeah, so you kind of have to build him up.
And now, was it FIFA or is NHL doing it too, where the Be A Pro and EA Sports Hockey League are separate things now? Like you
could
know
FIFA
could,
did.
Yeah.
I think NHL are still linked.
Okay.
What else? Man,
I don't know. I got like a pre-order bonus that I could probably help me out with too. I got to remember that.
The Bauer booster pack?
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Played some Madden, kind of bored.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, the league, the fourth string, our leagues will be starting up soon then. That'll be when Madden really starts getting fun, in my opinion.
Yeah, I also played some NBA Jam today, Scott. Where were you?
Oh, nice. I was,
I played two games and I was really bored.
Yeah, in Madden, I've actually been working on a quarterback career. It's actually going pretty well.
Oh, nice.
The secret I discovered is I'm actually playing 15-minute quarters.
Really?
Yeah. Well, since you're only playing as the quarterback, that's a lot of, you know, I think it roughly takes about half an hour to play through a game. It's not bad.
Yeah, I feel like you would just have the ball so much more often in 15-minute quarters.
It works out pretty well. If nothing else, it balances out with what everyone else plays. That's my biggest problem with Madden in franchise mode or connected careers, whatever, is that it takes way too, like, you don't want to play a 15-minute quarters game, but you never get enough stats if you don't.
Yeah. And the last thing I played was Tiger Woods again. I threw that in.
Oh, yeah?
Then I realized that I really like the Vita version of Hot Shots Golf. Like, Tiger Woods is fun, but I feel like I could literally be happy not buying Tiger Woods and just playing Hot Shots Golf on my Vita.
I can see that.
So I hope they make a Tiger Woods for Vita.
I just hope they make a good golf game for the 3DS.
Well, maybe. Don't they have a Tiger Woods for that?
No.
Hmm.
There was a Tiger Woods for the original DS, so, you know, many years ago. It was all right.
Interesting.
Or just a good... I said Tiger Woods. I just want a good golf game.
Like Let's Golf 3D.
Yeah, maybe you should look at that.
You should probably look at that. Let's Golf 3D. It's supposedly 9 out of 10 on IGN.
All right. Well, what happened to Mario Golf? That's what I want to know.
You can get NES Open on the...
I have that. It's a great game, but I do want a more modern game as well.
Nah, modern game's overrated. All right, I guess we should talk about some news.
All right.
Let's start with Madden. Sound good to you?
Sounds good.
Go say something, Scott. You sound like okay. Quite excited.
All
to
right.
Say something.
Well, so there were, you know, so they started doing weekly roster updates.
Yeah.
But it seems like the connected career rosters are still separate, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me here.
Separate but not equal, as you would call it.
Yeah, separate but not equal. And it seems like the connected career roster updates are coming about a week behind.
Yep.
So we just got the week one connected career roster update. And that's not bad. I can live with that. So now we're just now going to start up all the leagues and stuff. And
thank
stuff.
God.
But some of the big news, though, I think the biggest news as far as Madden goes is that they miraculously, I think, patched in fantasy drafting.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I might actually do a what do they call it now? I guess I would do a coach career.
Okay.
I'm more excited to do one now than I was before.
Well, you could do it as a player, too, and then just get randomly assigned to a team.
Yeah, I'm not as big a fan of that.
Well, that's kind of what I would like to do. I wish I had waited a day or two to start that quarterback career I did, because I'm already like 5 games into the regular season now, and I don't want to start over.
Yeah.
But I just started up a new one to try it out. I thought that was kind of cool.
How long did it take for the computer picks?
Honestly, I don't know because I started it and then I went to the bathroom.
All right. Because every once in a while, I feel like Madden's fantasy draft would get really bogged down.
Yeah. Basically, it just uses the rookie draft engine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably... And the thing is, they did it like server-side. So right now, it's only an online connected career. Which is, I find interesting. Maybe they'll add it to offline moving forward, like with a real update.
You know what's funny is, I've been thinking of just doing all my connected careers as online ones.
Yeah.
But just only having one person in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go on and do the stuff online and play around. Because there's no real difference.
Well, yeah, except if you lose your connection in the middle of a game for any reason, you have to start over, which I would find very annoying.
Nah. Get used to it. Scott, what are you talking about? EA servers never go down.
Never. No, never.
Don't remind me that FIFA 13 is coming out then. I've been booted from that game more than anything in my life. Or FIFA 12. But.
Other Madden news, they might be able to edit in player editing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I guess the biggest annoyance people have is that as you get many seasons into a connected career, you'll have players that have the same roster number.
That is a problem. And then I know the connected career roster update still had, like, Brandon Whedon with a beard and a visor, even though he doesn't have one.
But oh, no.
They fixed it in the week 2 roster update. Some stupid stuff.
Stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't have known that. I would have no clue.
But if you were, like, a Browns fan,
right,
you would have been very angry.
Yeah, I guess. I guess the Packers. I didn't see anything wrong with that with the Packers. I guess if AJ Hawk still had long hair, I'd have something to bark about. But they fixed that, so.
Who's that guy on the Packers? That's way good now.
Clay Matthews?
No, offensive guy.
Offensive guy, Jordy Nelson?
No, halfback / wide receiver / everything. Dude's pretty awesome.
Cedric Benson?
No.
Randall Cobb.
Yes, that dude's sick.
Yeah, that's right. He was taking a few handoffs tonight. I didn't even get a chance to watch much of the Packer game because I was at work.
Are you the Packers in our Madden League?
In ours, yes.
You should trade me Randall Cobb.
I will not do that.
I'll give you Michael Turner. Oh, see, I just made things just got real.
We'll discuss this later.
Speaking of things getting real, NBA 2K13 put out some new trailers. I don't know if you saw them. Probably not, Scott.
I did not. I have not had the opportunity to do much of anything.
Let me just say, the official trailer has Notorious B.I.G.'s Victory as the background song. So,
okay.
Automatically, best trailer ever. And what's funny is that NBA Live 13 also released a trailer. And NBA Live 13's trailer is literally just guys dunking and doing layups. I think there was like one clip where you could see more than two guys on the court.
All right. Did it look like basketball?
It looked like people dunking and laying up basketballs.
So no, not really.
But the 2K13 video shows a lot more, like passing and people actually shooting, people playing defense, celebrating.
Okay.
And the other NBA 2K13 video was the USA basketball trailer.
All right.
Which has Jay-Z's Run This Town as the theme music.
Dude, okay.
I'm so excited for Jay-Z's executive producing of this game. Like, words can't even describe.
I.e. the soundtrack.
But it just shows the 2012 Olympic team versus the Dream Team.
Well, that'll be cool.
And the end is Jordan versus Kobe one-on-one with like
nice.
5 seconds left. And then I would tell you what happens, but I haven't seen the ending yet. So let me just tell you that Jordan pops up a shot and then the screen goes black, as you would guess.
Oh, okay. It's a teaser.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. Yeah, you should watch an NBA Live video. It's pretty bad. But the good news that came out of the NBA Live video is that there was a video and the game actually exists. The bad news is that it's delayed.
So they're not going to make that October, whatever it was, date that NBA 2K13 will be coming out on.
Nope. And now the question is, will it even be coming out this year?
Interesting.
Yeah. I worry about that game.
I've stopped caring about that game.
Yeah. But literally, if it was like $12, I would semi-think about it.
Maybe.
If it came out as like $10 or $15 and had some sort of online league structure that made sense, I would think about it.
That, you know, that could be its strong suit. Yeah. Look at us giving EA ideas.
Hey, you know what would be a really great idea? Just put it out as NBA Live Ultimate Team and make people have packs.
There you go.
Turn your profit. What's funny here is...
I've said this before.
Yeah. What's funny, next on the rundown, I have F1 2012 demo talk.
There's a demo for that?
There is a demo for it. Supposedly pretty good. I haven't played it yet.
I didn't know it existed till just now.
Well, welcome to the world, Scott.
All right, well, moving on then.
Moving on to NHL 13.
Which I can't talk about because I haven't touched it at all.
And the best part of that, I literally put real talk in the rundown. Yeah, NHL 13, it feels good.
I will say from playing the demo, and I said this when we talked about the demo, is that I didn't feel that the gameplay improvements felt as revolutionary as they made it sound like it would. They're good. The game is awesome.
I think it's one of those things where you have to play it more.
Okay.
Like how they put, like, they're like, oh, a new physics engine, but then you play it and you're like, meh, same thing.
Maybe when I start playing as the Blues and I start playing as against really good teams, maybe I suddenly notice the difference.
Yeah, and you start noticing how you have to, like, turning is completely different.
I did watch the little tutorial video on that, so I'm a little... I didn't even know you could skate backwards.
Yeah. And turning's different now, where, like, if you're not a good turner, you have to take, like, big wide turns.
Okay.
And if you are a good turner, you can take sharp turns.
Okay.
But they also added the... I think it was already in the game, but they have the... when you're skating and you can do the stop and, like, kick up some snow.
Yeah. No, that's... yeah, that's been there.
Yeah,
just pull, awesome. Just pull back.
But one of the things, and the reason that I'm going to love this game, even though it's so frustrating to score a goal,
yeah,
is that when you do score a goal, you get so pumped. Like, I'll be like, yeah!
I am going to have to get all my music set for that, too, for the Blues.
For goal music?
Yeah.
You don't need music. You need to be excited.
My music will get me excited.
No, you need to be excited because you scored.
I will be excited because I scored. And then I'll have awesome music playing, too.
Right. You need to hurry up and get on this so we can play EA. What is this thing? Can I just call it Pro Clubs?
Hockey League.
Can we all be happy if I just call it Pro Clubs?
That's
literally what it is.
I'll know what you're talking about. You're not going to confuse me. Yeah. I just say EA Sports Hockey League.
No, I don't like that. EA Sports Hockey League. But when we were playing, we had a game, I think both teams took about 60 shots and had 2 goals.
Wow, that seems ridiculous.
And they weren't even like good goals. It just happened to be the goal was there, and it was easy to make.
All right, then.
It was literally no skill. And also, I hate human goalkeepers.
Why is that?
They're just dumb sometimes.
Well,
like, they'll just dive the wrong way. Because I've been playing a lot of drop-in games to try to get my guy better. And it's just frustrating. Because, like, one of the things to boost your guy up is, like, how many wins you've gotten in your career.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this last year.
Yeah, and sometimes you're just on a team with a terrible goalie, and you stand no chance.
Yeah.
And it's like, just don't move. If you just don't move, you have a better chance than whatever you're doing.
I think I tried being a goalie a little bit last year. We have to try that again this year.
Here's the problem. And I will give you the, I will tell you this, Scott. You can try being a goalie. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But if you get to the point when you realize, hey, you know what? I'm not a good goalie. And you're in a game and the only position left to play is goalie. Back out. Don't waste your time. All you're going to do is get frustrated. All you're going to do is frustrate your teammates. But I love it. It's a good game.
We'll talk more about NHL next week.
Yeah.
Once we've actually played it quite a bit. Yeah. I've played it quite a bit anyway.
Yeah, and more people should get in the league, so that would be great.
But we're starting without you.
Yeah. Actually, it's already started, so technically, as long as you're not playing a team with a human coach, you could just play the computer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a little break, because I know Scott's a little tired from first podcast back in a while. And
I'm still getting over a cold, and I've got a cough. I haven't talked this much in a while, and my throat's not up to it.
You should have some tea. That's what I got.
I should have something to drink, if nothing else.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute. Oh, Scott.
Yeah.
You know what we do need?
A trivia question?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
You do have nothing. I will, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to ask a question that I posted on Facebook the answer to already. So how about
all right.
that?
Let's do it.
There is what may be the greatest video game of all time. And by that, I mean the greatest video cover of all time. All
right.
There is a game for the NES. That's a lie. There's a game for the Super NES that features Ichiro and Hideki Matsui on the cover. Do you know the name of it? We'll find out after the break.
Do you play video games? Do you play a lot of video games? Turn your passion for digital entertainment into life-saving support for kids at the Children's Miracle Network Hospital right here in our area. The 5th annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on October 20th, 2012. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. Then get friends and family members to sponsor you for about $1 an hour. On October 20th at 8 a.m., you play any games you want, on any system you want, for 24 hours, or as long as you can. What's important is that you turn your Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Wii, or even your phone into urgently needed support for local kids. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. That's extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life. This message is made possible by Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and this podcast.
All right, guys. Yeah. October 20th. ThatSportsGamer.com/charity for all the That Sports Gamer crew information that you want. Give us money. That's not actually going to us. Going to the kids. Kids need it. Scott.
Yeah.
Do you play any sort of Call of Duty game?
No.
See how I just tricked you by asking you such a random question?
Yeah. What did that have to do with anything?
That I bring up because the Infinity Ward people are also joining in Extra Life.
Nice.
So they're trying to raise like $10,000.
Well, good for them.
I think they're already halfway there. I'm simply trying to raise $2,500 with that Sports Gamer crew. So, open up your wallets. Help the kids. All right? That's what we should do.
I will.
Okay. So, trivia question was, what game has Ichiro and Hideki Matsui on the cover?
Well, it's kind of a trick question if you're not, if you aren't a fan of that Sports Gamer on Facebook. Facebook.
Which you should do. That's where, Facebook.com/thatsportsgamer.
Or because it's a Japanese game, so I didn't know this game existed until you posted about it.
Yeah. And what, you know what's funny? Neither did I.
And now what's it called?
It is Pro Yaku Star. Or
okay, so
I guess Professional Baseball Star.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got Ichiro front and center in his Ichiro stance with some sort of little man holding onto his bat. And it also has Hideki Matsui, a.k.a. Godzilla, breathing fire.
Nice.
Then you know what I did, Scott? I illegally went online and got myself a ROM of the game, and I played it a little bit. I was up 3-0 in the first inning.
Oh, nice. Is it a good game by SNES standards?
It's actually pretty good. If it was in English, I'd probably like it a lot more.
Oh, yeah, that would solve a lot of problems.
And what's really funny is the menu system is almost exactly the same menu system as in Pro Yaku Spirits 2012 or 2010, whatever version
so
I have.
Is this a lot, like one of the first of the same, is this in the same series?
No, it is not. This is
okay.
Made by like Culture Brain. I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
So I actually sent out a message to try to find someone at Culture Brain so I can get a big version of this image. This may be my favorite video game cover.
Good luck with that.
Oh, speaking of video game covers, Scott.
Yeah.
What I was thinking about yesterday.
Hmm.
So Brett Favre was retired. They put him on Madden, and then he changed
teams
to the Jets, right?
Yep.
Is Adrian Gonzalez the first person to get traded in the season in which he was a cover athlete?
Wait a minute. Wasn't the guy cover guy on NHL last year? Didn't he get signed with a different team?
I thought he signed with the same team, but I thought it was up in the air because he was a freak.
But even at the time they announced him, like they didn't know what team he was going to be on. But I guess that's similar to the Brett Favre situation. I don't know.
Hmm. NHL.
Like technically, Brett Favre was traded as well. So no, actually.
Was he traded? Or was...
Yeah, he was traded.
For what?
A draft pick that I think eventually became Clay Matthews.
I'll tell you what, that's the best thing you could possibly hope for out of a trade of Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me tell you who is on the cover of NHL 12. I have no idea. Some guy.
Maybe it was 11 even. It seems to me he was on the Lightning, and then he was signed with a different team. I could be wrong.
Hmm.
If nothing else, it was a distinct possibility.
Well, look, Steven Stamkos was on the Lightning and is still on the Lightning.
Okay.
But I believe he was a free agent at the end of that season, so it was questionable.
Okay.
What was going to happen. Hey, Scott, you know that thing called the NHL?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on strike again.
Oh, awesome.
Let me tell you the one good thing about this NHL lockout.
Yeah.
You didn't have to wait for a roster update.
There we go. Because there won't be any.
But yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. It seemed like hockey was just coming back, too.
Yeah. Hockey's one of those sports where I think I might actually like it in real life as equal to in video games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really like football in real life, but I like Madden. I don't really like college football, but I like NCAA.
Hmm.
NHL is one of those games where it might be on par.
Okay, well.
Maybe I do like NHL.
I don't feel the same way. I would like to like the NHL more, but again, we've been over this. I don't have a local NHL team. I love hockey. There's lots of fun hockey to watch around here, but no NHL team.
You know what's cool in EASHL?
Mm.
You can customize your own jerseys.
Yeah, you could always do that.
I know, but we have sweet Hartford Whaler jerseys.
Nice.
But we represent the Devils and Kings colors because we have people from California and New Jersey. What? Crazy.
But you didn't incorporate any, like, well, I suppose there's no Wisconsin hockey colors, I guess, for NHL anyway.
Correct. What, green? Yellow? You know, yellow? They got cheese in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, we got cheese. We got lots of cheese.
Let's talk about FIFA 13, Scott. Even though you haven't played it.
Yeah, what, I did actually, that is, I forgot about that. I did play a game of the demo.
Good.
One game.
How'd you like it?
It felt like FIFA, you know, it felt good.
It felt good.
Another one of those, I don't know soccer very well in real life. And so I'm basing it on FIFA last year, and it felt like FIFA. It was fun. I didn't really notice any of the big differences. I didn't see any crazy physics-ness.
Oh, Scott, obviously you're not looking at the rundown. There is a video out there.
Oh, physics not all there yet.
Yeah, where a guy slides slide tackle in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And both of them go flying. it's on Operation Sports. If you look up hilarious FIFA 13 slide tackle glitch, a guy just goes to take out a Man City player with the ball, and they both go flying about 20 yards.
All right, I'll have to. I'm calling up this video, so I might not be able to hear you for a minute here.
It's pretty awesome.
But I will react to it.
But yeah, the demo's been pretty all right. I can't complain about anything in it.
Probably like NHL.
Yeah, I like that new first touch control. It's going to take some time to get used to it, but it feels a lot more natural.
Okay, the video's playing. Huh? Very poorly because I'm taxing the internet connection here.
Scott, Wisconsin needs Google Fiber.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, I like those first touch controls. But they're just going to take a little bit to get used to.
What the hell?
Exactly.
They like just bounced off each other. Well, that was interesting.
Let's see. You know what's nice? They took the finesse shot you used to be able to do?
Yeah.
They've turned that down a lot. So it's not, you don't hit such a big swooping hook and score like all the time. That was really frustrating last year.
Yeah, I think when we tried a FIFA league a couple years ago, I got annoyed at that.
Oh, I really hope they did something to the leagues, like online leagues, but I have a feeling they didn't do anything.
I think we'd have heard about it. Like, that'd be a big thing.
Yeah. So I don't think we're going to do a FIFA 13 league.
I could see something like GM Connected coming to FIFA eventually.
Yeah, maybe in the next set of systems.
Maybe.
Adding to real life stuff, the Liverpool... The Liverpool field is going to have red nets in real life, so they're going to have red nets in the game.
Well, that's a nice little touch.
It's pretty sweet. The demo has been downloaded probably by now over 2 million times.
Nice.
That's pretty ridiculous. Apparently it's a 29% increase from
last year. Oh, wow. FIFA is just a monster.
Yeah, that's... How much money are they going to make on Ultimate Team this year?
Way too much.
And I think they're even starting on the 18th, which is the day after this comes out, you're going to start being able to go into the Ultimate Team website.
Okay.
Start opening some packs.
Like, even before the game is out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe in the season ticket preview, you'll be able to play Ultimate Team. And actually be able to play Ultimate Team.
Well, that'll be a first.
Yeah.
What weekend is that, by the way?
Is that next weekend? Next weekend.
Oh, all right.
21st through 24th?
I even have that Saturday off.
Ooh. Scott, we're going to be playing FIFA next weekend.
We will be.
Pretty excited now. Let's see. What else?
I doubt the game is going to impress me enough to run out and buy it, but...
Well, Scott, you should be impressed by every game.
I didn't say the game wasn't going to impress me. It would have to do quite a bit, because considering I just bought Madden, I just bought NHL, I know that WWE 13 is down the pipe.
All right, let's switch soccer games and talk about Pro Evolution Soccer 2013, Scott.
I think I downloaded the demo and then never played it.
There's two demos out there, which is even better.
Oh, that's right. I remember us talking about the multiple demos thing.
Yeah, that is also coming out on the 25th. Let's see. They're going to have some proactive AI, so people will play better. Awesome.
The game's going to be better. Yay!
Easier controls, so you can jockey guys better. The only cool thing, I think, is knuckleball free kicks.
Ooh.
That should be interesting.
That will be interesting.
Well, they also have the heavy air, right?
That's right, heavy air.
My biggest problem with this game is literally the licensing.
or lack thereof.
Yeah, they have one Premier League team, and that's Manchester United. They had two. They had the Tottenham Hotspurs last year, but then EA signed the deal with them, and now they're not in this game.
Oh.
It's very upsetting. You know what's not upsetting?
Mm.
You have a chance to win a copy of this game.
How sweet is that? Me, personally?
No, you're probably exempt from the giveaway that we're going to be doing.
Oh, okay.
We're actually going to be getting a couple of copies of PES 2012 to give away, and then at the release we'll have a couple copies of PES 2013 to give away.
Nice.
Excited? You should be. But yeah, Ronaldo's cool. I'm actually pretty excited for Pro Evo 2013. I'm just a little tired. I think I'm getting a little bit like FIFA tiredness.
Burnout?
Yeah. But we'll see.
All right.
The only problem is they don't make it on... they're not making Pro Evo on Vita. Just saying.
That's unfortunate. So how would one go about winning one of these copies, or do we not know yet?
Listen, these are things that you should probably follow That Sports Gamer on Twitter. Like That Sports Gamer. So what is it? Facebook.com/That Sports Gamer.
Did we just segue to the close?
No, this is a pre-close. yeah, and go to ThatSportsGamer.com because I will have something up there. I think I'm going to use that raffle copter thing, much like Pasta Padre uses.
Okay.
I'm checking that out. That seems like the easiest way to do it. So, but yeah, look out for that. I'm pretty excited about that, actually.
All right.
Because I get to spend money on shipping and handling. Yeah!
Woo, spending money.
I guess. Let's see. You got any Twitter questions, Scott?
I do not have any Twitter questions. Just Jeff complaining about how you can't do a live show.
Yeah, Jeff Solomon would like to record in person because he lives 15 miles away from me. And I said the problem was him because he said he couldn't record today because it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
And he's Jewish. So. Yeah,
and I said, Jesus is my homeboy. And I don't know what his problem was. other than that, we got some good stuff on the site. Have you seen Tuesdays with Messi?
I have not taken a good look at that, unfortunately. Sorry.
What are you doing? Zach Davis is going to be quite pissed off at you right now.
I'm sorry. I'll go look at it.
He's doing a great job.
I've been bad.
He's doing that, posting news, making ThatSportsGamer.com look way good.
Awesome.
We're working with Retro Sports Gamer, trying to figure out something. We're going to revive Throwback Thursday somehow.
All right.
I think we are going to do... We were just hawking, just throwing ideas out there. Maybe playing NES Hoops online.
Ooh, like Double Dribble or something? Or?
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to do that. Maybe we'll play, talk over it. But
well, maybe I can have JME at Basement Gamer. We can help out with that too. Play something.
Oh, Scott!
Because we've got a nice little setup for recording retro games.
Because then I could like split it up. You guys could do 2 weeks, like a week, and then he could do the other week, and then you guys go back and forth. Scott, you're brilliant. Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You should definitely like Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. Because I love going on there and throwing in like random little tidbits of good stuff. Apparently, even if you're American, you can, as long as you speak Korean, you can actually go on and get into a beta of MVP Baseball Online.
I should go learn Korean and get right on that.
I am extremely pumped. Because apparently an international producer at Electronic Arts is a fan of That Sports Gamer. So we've been checking up about that.
All right.
Scott, also, I have the biggest prediction ever.
Okay.
Next year, finally, again, is the new World Baseball Classic. Right now I'm calling it Japan Three-Peat, and Dice K wins the MVP for the third time. Are you with me?
Sure.
You should be. Jesus, Scott, be more excited.
Also, ooh, World Baseball Classic. No, that is awesome.
Also, we got some, what are those things called? Like, I ask a question, and I give you choices?
Yeah.
One of those things?
Poll?
A poll? Scott, that's a good name for it. You should write that down. Trademark that. We did an over-under of if Steven Strasburg...
P-O-L-E, right?
I think it's P-O-O-L-E. we did an over-under of Steven Strasburg will win 125 career games. I don't believe you chimed in, Scott. Thanks.
I did not. Sorry.
But believe it or not, the over is winning 5-2. I chose the under. Because I did some math. Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor combined for like 127. That's two guys. So I figure he'll be under.
Is he shut down for the year now? Yep. I don't know. But aren't the Nationals like going to be in the playoffs?
Oh, yes, they are.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I believe it was last Saturday. We were sitting, getting ready for my brother-in-law's wedding, watching TV, and that's when they shut down Steven Strasburg.
Wow. With the feather in the playoffs, that just seems stupid.
Yeah, because the last game he pitched, they were like, oh, it was in his head that the whole innings limit thing was coming, so we're just going to turn him off. It's like, dumb.
So when you don't win the World Series, there you go.
Scott, obviously they're more concerned about the career of the young man than winning a World Series now.
Well, which, that seems foolish to me. But
how about we win now and then worry about other stuff later? Also, Scott, you know what you need to do is get back on the great show Who You Got on OnSportsGamer.com.
Yep, I can do that this week. I'll have time.
Yeah, you should watch that and play Pigskin Pick'em with us. Great times.
Hey, I'm 1-0 this week so far.
So am I. Congratulations.
Go Packers.
I guess that's it, Scott. I really don't have much more to say except for thatsportsgamer.com/leagues. Follow me on Twitter at thatsportsgamer. Scott, where can they find you?
At Darth Obvious.
You know, rate and review us on iTunes. That would be great. But make sure you go over to thatsportsgamer.com/charity and help out the kids by donating to Extra Life 2012. I literally don't think I have anything more to say, Scott.
All right. I'm going to go play NHL then.
Yeah. You know what we should probably do one of those days is have like a whole Wii U podcast since we're never going to talk about it.
I could get behind that.
I could also get behind playing some NHL though.
Yeah. I got one other thing I got to do first. Well, you know, I already said I'm going to play Cat in like an hour. So.
God damn you, Scott.
Do we have a game to play? Are we playing in this cycle?
I have no idea. Pro clubs, man. Pro clubs.
Right.
All right.
Well, I think I'm going to try and knock out a few of my GM-connected games, but go let me into the league first, and then I'll do that.
Say goodbye to the nice people, Scott.
Goodbye to the nice people, Scott.